the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, welcome once again. I've taken a little bit of time off, which I've quite enjoyed, I must admit, but we're raring to get back into the swing of things now that we've had summer pretty much well and truly done. And I hope you guys are as well. So welcome once again. And in the first session back, really, for over summer period, what I wanted to talk to you today was mindset. Because the mindset is the biggest thing that's going to make the difference for you as to whether you're going to fail or succeed in your business journey or property journey or whatever journey that you happen to be on. And so part of the problem for many people is that just actually getting started can take a huge amount of time. So, you know, the three rules that we use, which are cut your costs. That's where the spreadsheet comes in. And then generate income. And if you're not generating enough income just yet, then we can help you do that. You need to go to the website and fill in one of those strategy sessions. And we can have a chat about where you are, what you're doing, find out a little bit more about you and just see how we can actually help you start to generate more income. But it all starts from generating income. As soon as you've completed your budget forecasts and that sort of thing, the very next thing is to start increasing your income. Now, sometimes it could be that you just need to go off and get a better job. I mean, I went from age of 26 to 30, and I went from, I think it was 15 grand to 100 grand in 4 years flat. So that's, imagine going from £15,000 a year to £100,000, just under it was, to 100 grand a year in 4 years flat. It definitely helps change your attitudes towards money. And I remember even once getting one paycheck and it was £16,000. Imagine that, 1 month, 16 grand. And then you look at how much tax has gone and it was literally £8,000. And it was at that point, I remember thinking, you know, all that money that I used to get from DSS, from Local Housing Authority, that pretty much came out of that to some extent, you know. It never bothered me taking money from Local Housing Authority because we were supplying services to people who wouldn't have had a home. In other words, we're supplying housing. And I see all the arguments on a lot of the newspapers that talk about landlords being parasites and all of that sort of thing. And I tell you, that sort of stuff just, it inspires and motivates me even more, because it's a lack of education that means that they just don't understand how the world works. So, you know, people saying things like, I'll give you an example, rent should be less than a mortgage. It should be cheaper to rent than it is to buy a place. And it's like, well, if that was the case, there would be no private rented sector, because we can't make money off that. That's why we do it. We're building up our pension pot, or we're buying properties for income. And then what if you buy a place for cash? How does that work? So it just doesn't make sense. But this is a poor person's mentality with a lack of education. Look, if you're one of these people and this is how you're thinking, think about this in 20 years time, 50 years time, whatever that happens to be, and you're passing on your knowledge and your experience to your children and your grandchildren. Now let's face it, the only thing that you want for your children and your grandchildren is the absolute best for them. And if the absolute best for them is more money, so that they never have to go through what we went through, wondering how you're going to be able to pay the bills, living on, you know, beans and potatoes for 4 weeks because you couldn't afford any food. You know, we've been through that. And it's horrific. It's character building as well. But that's not what I really want for my children, you know? I want them to have the best opportunities in life, and I'm pretty sure that you do too, which is why I listen to this stuff. But the difficulty is that when you're, especially living in the UK, I mean, I put the TV on. I think I was watching, I can't remember if I was watching TV or listening to the radio, and I thought, oh, I'll put it on for a couple of minutes. Oh my gosh, it was horrific, the stuff that you're hearing in the news. And it's just so negative all the time. And it was only on for a couple of minutes. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to turn this off. But when you're living in the UK, and obviously, you know, we're recording this live from the villa here in Spain, just next to the Mediterranean Sea. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to the news. It's all in Spanish anyway, although I'm starting to understand a lot more. But it's just so negative all the time. But here, I don't get to listen to anything other than what I choose to listen to. So I download podcasts and I listen to those on the plane. I've got some noise-cancelling headphones. which are amazing. So I listen to the podcasts on the plane, gets me into an amazing state of mind. And then I get off the plane and I'm ready to start taking action, ready to start building on the foundations of my own future that I've already put in place. And the only reason I can really do that is because the way in which I see the world has transformed. No longer is it this, you know, life happens to you and the world's a bad place. It's I happen to the world. And so in NLP, we call it living in effect or living at cause. So if you live in effect, you're living in effect of everybody else's decisions that happen to then affect you. Because I'd made a decision a long time ago not to live there. I made a decision to live at cause. I cause things to happen in the world. So for example, I created the podcast, and the podcast is a very popular show, and we have lots and lots of downloads, and it's amazing. You know, tens and tens of thousands of downloads on the podcast series. Absolutely amazing. Unbelievable. But I could have sat there and gone, you know, it's really hard to get clients because, oh, it's only little old me, and, you know, what do I know, and who would want to listen to me? So I could have made the decision not to do the podcast, but I didn't do that. I knew that I had a powerful message to get out there, and that podcasting, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, I thought podcasting would be a great way of generating interest in the coaching services that we offer and that sort of thing. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy. I love getting results from people and their coaching. But the difference was, do I live in effect where it's really hard to get new clients and, oh, marketing's a struggle, or do I actually go and create something but then get shared and becomes very popular and we get lots of emails coming in and how it's changed people's lives and all that wonderful stuff? That's living at cause. I choose to create this podcast and it then goes out and it affects other people's lives. It affects the world around me. And when you can start to change how you live, you know, if you're living at effect, so if you get up and go to work every day, because that's what you have to do. I mean, we're recording this, it's Monday, it's 12:30 UK time, so it's 1:30. I've pretty much done nothing this morning. We've had guests stay over and we've entertained the guests. They've gone out for lunch. I thought, let's just knock a podcast straight out. Well, I'm in total control over my time. We walked the dog this morning, put a picture up of us walking the dog by the beach. That's me living at cause and the world responding to me. Now, if you're not there yet, then these are some of the first steps that you have to take. And we do that by taking control. We take control over our environment. And one of those aspects of control is taking control of your finances. Actually knowing how much money you're going to have. So it's like the 22nd of August today. So we've got, what, 8 or 9 days, however many days are left in August. So I know how much money I've got left in the bank, in my bank account, because I've got a cash flow forecast that tells me. Like, I reckon 80% of people haven't got a clue how much money they've even got in the bank account. Across all my accounts, I can tell you, I'm not going to, but I can. I can tell you exactly how much money is in each account. I can also tell you how much money's going out. Like, I know instinctively how much money was going out of the account today because on my spreadsheet it tells me. Not only that, but because I look at the spreadsheet every single day, I actually know it off by heart. So if a bill comes in, we've just got to pay for a new boiler. It's £1,000 for a boiler to replace the exact model with the one that's going out of, you know, needs repairing all the time. So we're changing it. So I can take a quick look at the spreadsheet. I can go, can we afford that grand? Yep. Let's get the boiler in. Solves the tenant having problems, solves me then having to deal with those problems. I'm totally at cause. And then I'm affecting the world around me. Like the boiler breaking down was, and, you know, that was effect. Okay. So I had to respond to that effect. So I wasn't at cause there, but the fact that we can then go and replace the boiler, that's me at cause. And then because I'm then affecting the world by putting a new boiler in, I'm not going to get those phone calls from that tenant anymore because I can affect the environment, and I can only affect the environment because I started to take control over all of that. And so that's always the first step. Take control of your finances. Like some people, when they say take control of your finances, thinks it means doubling your income. It doesn't. It's just having that spreadsheet and absolutely understanding what's going out where. Where does your money go? Most people have no idea where that money's gone. And in fact, we've got a product called the Debt Detox. And you can jump online. It's on the website. You can go download that. And there's a number of hours of video and audio, and you get some PDFs and worksheets and so on. And it's a great way. It's not a huge amount of money. It's less than £100. And the results are people go on that. And I tell you, they go through the spreadsheet, they get a return on investment almost immediately because suddenly they start to realise what they're doing. We'll give you a copy of the spreadsheet. We walk you through it, work out, show you exactly how to do that. That's a great starting point. And I'll tell you, it's not just people who like struggle each month. People who are earning 50, 100, 150 grand a year, they need it too. Now, they have no idea where their money's going. I know people doing £400,000, £500,000 a year. And I'm like, where's your assets? And I'm like, I don't have any assets. What if something happens to you and you can't work anymore? And they might have insurance. That's not the point, is it? You want to be able to provide for your family, and not just this family, for your grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and the grandchildren of those people generations from now who will never, ever have met you, but will be living at cause because you've decided to live at cause today. We're talking 200 years from now. What's your legacy going to be? How are people going to remember you? Are they going to remember you? And it's about you making your mark on this planet and changing how you decide to live your life. I don't want my children going through what I went through financially. That's the last thing that I want. I want my children to understand about assets and building assets and how to buy them and how to create businesses and how to generate cash flow each month so that they can go and live their lives. I'm not fussed about university, although all things being equal, I guess they should go. But I mean, I went to university and I left after 6 months. No degree on this side. And yet I'm wealthier than most of my friends from school, not that I speak to them, only because the assets generate my income. Whereas they still have to get up and go to work every day. I don't need to do that. But it all starts with you living at cause. It all starts from you having a plan. Get your plan, work out how much money do you want each month? 3, 4, 5, 10 grand, 100 grand. It's irrelevant how much it is. As ridiculous as that figure sounds. But you gotta, let's just say that you want £1,000 a month from a business. That's fine. You know, that's 10 people at £100 a month. Great. What services can you provide for £100 a month for 10 people that's maybe going to take 2 hours of your time maximum, maybe an hour, maybe some coaching? That's why we've got the other coaching product that we do, which is to help people generate more cash. And we get people signing up on that. And usually within 3 or 4 months, they've actually started to get a return on investment on that. And you know, less than that. We've got people start up and the next couple of days, they're good to go. They've got a return on their investment and actually they're doing, they set up a part-time coaching business and that's going to replace their full-time income. And then the income from that business, once they start generating much more cash, can then go into starting to buy assets, which means that they eventually don't need to work. But it's about having this understanding of taking a step back. And it's very difficult to take this step back because you're caught right in the middle of it. Like you can't see the wood for the trees. Because wherever you are right now, just take your head up, have a look around you. Look at all the distractions. Look at all the people that you see. And if you're sat in a room on your own, or maybe you're travelling on a plane or the bus or the train or the car, and look at other people in cars. Look at how their main focus is just on their job, surviving, getting through life. We were not born to survive and just get through life. We were born to do great things. Thrive, not survive. We were born to do amazing things and pass that information on to our children, to evolve, to learn better and pass on the better techniques and strategies, which means our offspring will never have to go through what we've gone through. How much money have you earned in the last 10 years? Add it all up. And how much out of all that money have you got left? Because I'm guessing it's not a lot. And when I look back, I mean, I've earned a lot of money so I'm 44 now. I left work 15 years ago. Can you believe that? Wow, it's amazing. 29 when I left work. Well, you know, from 26 to 30, but I went from 15 grand to 100 grand. So in those last couple of years, I was starting to earn a lot of money. And you think, where's all that money gone? You know, I've had 35 grand a year jobs in the middle of that and so on, 50 grand. Where's all that money gone? I'll tell you where it's gone. It's gone into assets, things that now generate income. And a high proportion of my income is now paid for from my assets. Only a small proportion comes from my coaching business. Most of it comes from my income from my properties. And so when you look at where's your money gone? Obviously, we've got tax and we've got all that other stuff that you've got to pay for. But a lot of my stuff went into buying assets that generate cash flow because I wanted to live at cause. I didn't want to have to be under the hammer of doing what the world and society explained that I had to go do. It's the last thing that I wanted. And so now you've got the same opportunity, but it all starts from taking cause. All right, hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.